Shalom Aleichem Rabbeisai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirai Kodesh. Be'ezach Hashem Yisborach, we are continuing on to the third of the seven subcategories of the fifth topic of Parashat Bechukosai, the topic of Hekdesh, which began in Perek Chof Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and will go through Pasuk Chof Tes. So far, we learned the first two subcategories in the previous year. The first subcategory, if somebody was Makdesh Ebehema with a mum, which the Torah calls im kol behema tmeya, and Rashi says this is referring to a behema or malmum, which is tmeya to bring as a korban. That took up posuk yud aleph, yud beis, and yud gimel. The second subcategory, if somebody was makdish his house, that took up posuk yud dalet and tezvov, and by both of them the halacha was similar. The kohen has to evaluate what is their objective value, and then if somebody wants to buy it off hekdish, or more precisely, somebody wants to be pointed it from Hekdesh, he'll give Hekdesh the value that the Kohen determined that this item is worth. That item goes out l'chulim, and the money is used by Hekdesh for whatever Hekdesh needs it. And now, we're moving on to the third subcategory of Hekdesh. If somebody was Makdesh, a Shdei Achuza. By the Aliyah of Chamishi, or Shvi, when Behal B'chukos are connected, in Posuk Tes Zayin. Ve'im mi sedei achuzoso yakdish ish ladoinoi v'hoyor kachol lefi zaroi zerachoi mer soirim b'chamishim shekel kosef. And if somebody was makdish ish de achuzo, a field of inheritance that he inherited from his ancestors all the way back to Yeshua ben Nun, when Yeshua ben Nun divided the land. Over here it's going to be different than the previous two hekdeshois of being makdish a behema balmum or of a bais. Whereas over there, the kohen had to evaluate what is its objective value. By a shdei achuza, the Torah tells you its value, and it has nothing to do with its objective value, whether it's a good quality field or not a good quality field. And what is it? It's a flat rate. And what is that? Zera choymer so'oirim b'chamishim shekel kesef. Choymer is a measurement. Chazal call that measurement a kur. The Torah calls it a choymel. The amount of space that it takes to plant a kur, a choymel of se'orim, of barley, that amount of field, that will be bought of Hekdesh, you put it from Hekdesh, with 50 shekel kesef. But that is only true in the case of Posuk Yud Zayin. Im mishnas hayovel yakdish todeyu kelkecho yokum. That is only true if a person was makdish his shdei achuza immediately, right after the year of Yovel. And somebody is poided from Hekdesh right away. Then it's going to be chamishim shekel kesef for zera choymer so'irim. Because what is going to happen to this shdei achuza when the next Yovel comes? The person who bought it off Hekdesh is not able to keep it. What's going to happen to it? We're going to see in Pasuk Chof Aleph, that field will be divided among the Kohanim in whatever Mishmar Yovel falls out to be. So this person buying it off Hekdesh is really a long-term rental. Like whenever you buy a Shdei Achuza one person from another, buying it off Hekdesh is no different. And therefore, if he's renting it for a full 49 years of Yovel from the beginning till the end, then you have to pay 50 shekel kesef for every choymer so'irim, the amount of land that you need to plant a kur of barley. But let's say he was makdish it not immediately after Yovel, but a couple years into the next Yovel, that's posuk yud ches. B'machar ha'yovel yakdish todeyu v'chishav lo yakoy heines ha'kesef. Al pi ha'shonim ha'noi sarois ad shenas ha'yovel v'nigra me'erkecho. If somebody was makdish's field after, not immediately after Yovel, a couple years into the next Yovel, and then the person who wants to buy it off Hekdesh is not going to be for a full 49 years. He doesn't have to pay 50 shekel kesef for choyma soirim. Rather, it has to be proportionately. You're going to divide 50 shekel kesef lezera choyma soirim, divide that by 49. Now, how do you divide 50 shekel but into 49 parts? So we'll do it like this. Imagine it was 49. 49 divided by 49. That gives every year one shekel. per choyma soire. Now the extra shekel divides into exactly 48 pundyoinim. There are 48 pundyoinim in one shekel. So put each one pundyoin for every year. So for instance, if you're buying it off Hekdesh 25 years before the next Yovel, all you're going to have to pay is 25 shekel and 25 pundyoinim for the field that you want to be poyda from Hekdesh. I know what you're thinking, that if you divide 50 shekel into 49 years, it's not going to be a full pundyoin for every year, because a full pundyoin for every year will get you to 49 pundyoinim over the 49 years. But there are only 48 pundyoinim in a shekel. That is an excellent question. Rashi will deal with it. So the first three psukim, Tezayin, Yudzayin, and Yudches, are talking about if somebody else wants to be poided off Hekdesh. But what about if the person himself, the one who is Makdesh, the Stei Achuza, he wants to buy it off Hekdesh? That we're going to see in Psukim Yutes, Chof Aleph, what his din is, just like we saw by Makdesh Behema with the Balmum, and Makdesh Besoi, if the Makdesh himself is poided, he has different halachos here also. But first let us see Rashi on the previous Psukim before continuing weiter. There's Rashi Posuk Tes Zayin. V'hoyo el kecho lefi zaroi. The value of this field is according to what you can plant in it. A flat rate, v'loy kefi shovyo, not according to its objective value. Namely, achasod toivu v'achasod ro, whether it's a good quality field or not a good quality field. Pidyoy nekdeshan shove, it's going to be the same amount. And that is, beis kur seorim b'chamishim shkolim. Here Rashi switches the word in the Torah, choymel, to the word kur. The Torah calls it choymel, Chazal call it a kur, it's the same thing. And that's only like Posuk Yud Zayin said. That's only if you're buying it off Hekdesh at the beginning of Yovel. But if you're going to buy it off Hekdesh in the middle of Yovel, according to the Cheshbon, namely, Sela upudyon leshono. Rashi switches the word shekel in the Torah for selah. That also, what the Torah calls shekel, Chazal called the selah, it's the same thing. It's a selah and a pundyoin per year. The guy that was makdashit was only makdashit for whatever amount of years is left to Yovel. If the guy who was makdashit buys it back, that's what geula means all over. Then great, it goes back to him. But v'im lav, if the Makdash himself did not buy it off Hekdesh, what's the Gizbar going to do with it? The Gizbar will sell it for this amount to somebody else. It will be in the hands of the buyer. Like any field that was sold, that by Yovel goes out. And who does it go out to? When it leaves the lekech's hands, the poida's hands, it's divided among the kohanim who are serving in the Beis HaMikdash at the time when Yovel comes. This is the general idea of these six psukim, namely psukim Tes Zayin through Chof Aleph. And now, let me explain it to you, posuk by posuk. Rashi continues, posuk Yud Zayin. Im mishnas hayevel yakdish. Im mishav roshnas hayevel miyad. Hikdisho, immediately after the year of Yovel, he was makdashit. And immediately, ubozel gualo miyad. He came to, this other person came to buy it off Hekdesh, be put of Hekdesh immediately. Ke'el kecho yokum. Ke'ere chazeh, according to this value I just told you, you give 50 kesef per zerach oim asoirim. But Pasuk Yud Ches says Rashi, v'im achar ha-yovel yakdish, v'chein im ikdisho mishnas ha-yovel v'nishtar b'yad gizbo, u'bo ze legoalo achar ha-yovel. Says Rashi, the Pasuk is really lav davka. The Pasuk says, if a person was makdish's field way after yovel, and then someone wants to buy it off Hekdesh, you have to make the cheshbon. Says Rashi, it's lav davka. Who adin if he was makdash it right away? But nobody bought it off Hekdesh. It stayed in the hand of the Gizbar, and this person wants to buy it off Hekdesh years later. That's the main point. When are you buying it off Hekdesh? Then you have to make the cheshbon.
Lechi shav lo yakoin es hakesef al pi ha'shonim anoy soro izkifi cheshbon. Keitzat.
הרי קוצב דומה של 49 שונים 50 שקל. For 49 years it's 50 שקל. Make the חשבון. הרי שקל לכל שונו. ושקל יסר על כולן, plus an extra שקל. And we know that שקל 48 פונדין, 48 פונדין in a שקל. הרי סלע הוא פונדין לשונו. I, the kasha you were bothered by. אלא שחוסה פונדין אחד לכולן. We're still missing a פונדין over here. Because if you make this חשבון, comes out 49 שקלים and 49 פונדיונים. That is an extra פונדיון that you would be paying. But we said before, if you bought it for the complete 49 years, you only pay 50 shekel. And for Rashi, Amru Rabbi Seinu, Shoisei Pundyoin, Kalboin Leproit Proit. Namely, if you're buying it for the complete 49 years for 50 shekel, that's a big coin. You give a big coin, you get a discount. But if you're buying it year by year, then you're giving small coins, a shekel and a Pundyoin per year. Once you start handling small coins, there's an extra fee for it. A little bit more you have to add. Va'bo ligoil yiten sela lepupundin lechol shono leshonim anisorich ach nasa yovel. And the one who wants to be paid for magnesh will give a sela. Again, a sela is the same thing as a shekel. A sela and a pundyoin per year until yovel. The nigra meir kecho, you have to minus off. You have to diminish. From the value I told you, what do you have to minus off? The amount of years that passed by from the previous yovel until the year that you're being paid of the field, that you minus off the 50 shekel. Posuk yutez v'im go'oili g'ales ha'sodei ha'makdish ho'isoi v'yosav chamishis kesef el kocho olov v'kom lo'oi. And if the person was Makdish, the Shnei Achuza, the original Bailim, and he wants to be paid off Hekdesh, whatever number you came up with based on the previous Cheshbon, you have to add a fifth. And then the Komloi, then he'll get his field back. And as I mentioned before, a fifth in the Torah is what we call a quarter. Says Rashi, V'im Gol Yigal HaMakdish Oysoi, Yoisiv Choymesh Ala Kitzpah Azois, he has to add a fifth, like we saw in the two previous type of Hekdeshim. Namely, a behema, a balmum, and a bais. Posuk ha, v'im lo yigales ha-sodeh, v'im ochares ha-sodeh le-ishachir, lo yigo'el oid. But if the original bailim, the original makdish, did not buy it back, and mochares ha-sodeh, the gizbor, sold the field to somebody else, then lo yigo'el oid, it will not go back to the original owner anymore. Rather, what will happen by yovel? Posuk ha-falef. When the field goes out by Yovel from the person that bought it off Hekdesh, then it will be Kodesh Lashem like a Shdei Acherem. And what is the din of a Shdei Acherem? It goes to the Kohen and is divided among the Kohanim that it's their Mishmer when Yovel comes. Is Rashi posuk kof v'im lo yigales asode hamakdish v'im mochar hagizbo es asode leish acher lo yigo eloid lo shuv b'de hamakdish, it will never go back to him. V'hoyo asode b'tseis av yovel, who does it go back to? Miyad alo yikho min hagizbo, the person who bought it off the gizbo, k'der shal sode is hayoitza, is miyad lukhem b'yovel. Like any other field that you buy, it goes, it leaves you, your hands, when yovel comes. And who does it go to? Kodesh Lashem. If you stop there, you think it belongs to Hekdesh. Says the Torah, no. Lo she yoshuv lehekdesh bedek habayis liad hagizbo. Elo, the Pasuk explains. Ki zdei acherem anos lo kehanim. Where do I see that zdei acherem goes to kehanim? Shenemer ha-Pasuk in Parshas Korach. Kol cherem b'Yisrael l'cho yihye. If somebody says this field is a cherem, that means it goes to the kehanim. And the Torah is comparing this situation like zdei acherem. Whatever Mishmer Kohanim is working then, they divide it among themselves. Adkan, the third subcategory of Hekdesh, if someone was Makdesh, Hishdei Achuza. Onto the fourth category, if somebody was Makdesh, Hishdei Mikno, Posuk Chobbeis. Ve'imes Hishdei Mikno so yasher, loy Mishdei Achuza so yakdish ladoinoi. If somebody was makdish, a shdei mikno is not a field of inheritance that he inherited from his ancestors all the way back to Yeshua ben Nun. Rather, it's a field that he bought. Now, when you buy a field, it's only bought until Yovel. And therefore, if you're makdish that field, you could only be makdish what you own. You only own it till Yovel. And therefore, the halach over here is going to be different than what we, if someone who is makdish is de'achuza. Over here, when Yovel comes, no matter who bought it off Hekdish, whether it was somebody else or the original makdish, no matter what, it's going to go back to the original Bailam. Posuk Chov Gimel v'chishav loy ha-koyhein Eiz michsas ho'er kecho ad shnas ha-yovel v'nosanes ho'er kecho ba-yoyim ha-hu koydesh ladoinoy. And the Koyen will make the cheshbon. The word michsas means the cheshbon, the sum of the erech, as we pointed out in the previous year. The word er kecho, that's an extra chof. It doesn't mean your erech. Ignore the extra chof as if it said erech. The Koyen makes the cheshbon of the value, how much is left until Yovel. And here it makes no difference whether you're somebody else or whether you're a person that was makdashit. Either way, you give that value to Hekdish. If you want to buy that field of Hekdish, there is no additional choymish if the person who was makdashit, this day mikna, wants to buy it back. Now, what is the value of this field? How does the Koyen evaluate it? So here we have a machloikis tanoim in Masech Te'elch in Perek Gimel Mishne Beis. Tanakama says that its day mikna is evaluated according to its objective value. It's not a flat rate like its day achuze is 50 shekel kesef rezer achoy masoirim. And Rab Lezer says no. We evaluate its day mikna with a flat rate just like its day achuze. Rashi over here goes like Rab Lezer. But it should be pointed out that it's Shaloya Libid Hilchasa. The Rambam Paskins like Tanakamo, that its day mikna is different than its day achuza, and it goes according to its objective value, not a flat rate. And what happened Bishnas HaYovel? Here's the key difference between its day achuza and its day mikna. Posuk Chof Dalet. Bishnas HaYovel Shuvah Sodeh Lasher Konohu Meitoi Lasher Lo Yachuza Soorets. By Yovel, the field goes back to the original person that owned the field. Because when you're makdash is day mikna, you could only be makdash what you own. You only own it till Yovel. So it makes no difference who bought it of Hekdish, the makdash or somebody else. It's always going to go back to the original owner. Says Rashi Pasuk Chav Beis, Deimes day mikna soy chiluk yesh, beins day mikna les day achuza. According to Rashi, there is only one chiluk, only one difference. Shes day mikna loitis chalik lakohane b'yovel, lefi she'en yochol hakdisho el ad ha-yovel. You can only be makdish what you own, namely tol yovel. Shere b'yovel, hoyso asidol lotzeis miyodo, lo shuv labaylem. It was anyways going to go back to the original baylem. Lefichoch, im bo legoalo. If the makdish himself, the person who bought this day mikna, and he was makdishit, and he wants to buy it off hekdish, yigal b'dom malolo aksuvim lisdei achuzo. Rashi says, Rashi's explaining it like Ablezel, that is compared to Sdei Achuza, namely a flat rate. 50 shekel kesev lezer achoy masoirim. But you don't have a chemish. Over here there's no chemish according to everybody. Ve'im lo yigal, if the makdish is not goyalit, ve'im kirena gizbo la'achel, oi im yigal hu, makes no difference. If somebody else or he himself buys it off hekdish, either way, bishnas ha-yevel yoshuva soda la'ashar kono mitoi, oiso shekdisha. It's going to go back to the original person, the one that was makdashit. He bought it off somebody. That somebody is going to go back to him. Ufen toima lasher konohu halokeach hazeho acharoin meitoi vezeu hagizbo. Maybe you'll explain lasher konohu meitoi is referring to the last lokeach, namely the one who bought it from the gizbor. Maybe that's who it stays by Yovel. The Pasuk has to explain itself. And the Pasuk says, and then the Pasuk of Nalit, don't make that mistake, Lasher Kono Meitoi, referring to the last Lekeach who bought it off the Gizbar. No. Lasher Leachuzas Oretz, Mirushas Ovois, the one that inherited it from his ancestors. This is referring to the original Bailim who sold it to the one that was Makdashit. Posuk Chof Hei V'chol Erkecho Yihyeh B'Shekel HaKoydesh 20 Geiro Yihyeh HaShokel. Pasuk Chof Hei stands on its own. It's not part of the seven categories of Hekdesh. Rather, it's a general pasuk that applies to all Hekdeshos, everything we were talking about, including the Parsha of Erchin in the previous topic. Whenever we talk about a Shekel HaKodesh, how much is that? That's an Esrim Geiro Yiyah Shokel. There's a coin called Geiro, and there are 20 Geiros in a Shekel. Says Rashi, V'chol Elkecho, Yiyah B'Shekel HaKodesh, Kol Elkecho Seshekol Shuv Boi Shkolim. Whenever you see the word Shekel throughout the Parsha, Yiyah B'Shekel HaKodesh, Esrim Geiro, Esrim Mois. Kach Hayu Mitchila. That was the original amount of Mois in a Shekel. A Geiro is a Mo, and there were 20 Geiro. U'l'achar Mekano Yisifu Shtuz, they added a sixth onto a Shekel, and therefore, V'amu Rabbi Seinu, throughout the Gemara, you'll see, Sheish Mo Kezev Dinar, the sixth Mo in a Dinar, and Esrim Ve'arba Mois Le'Sela. There are 24 Mois in a Sela. But originally, it was 20 Mois, which is 20 Geiro. Why the Torah chose to put this pasuk right here in the middle of the Sugya of Hekdeshos, I don't know. I would say either put it at the beginning, or after the first one, or at the end. Why dafka over here in the middle, I don't know. So far, we had four subcategories of Hekdesh. Your Makdish HaBehema HaBalmum, Makdish HaBayis, Makdish HaSdei Achuza, and Makdish HaSdei Mikno. Now we go on to the fifth category of Hekdesh. Here also, I would put the next pasuk Chavov, in brackets, as you'll see, it's a different type of hekdesh. Ach becho yirasho yivukar ladoinoi bivehimo lo yakdish ish oisoi im shoir im se ladoinoi hu. A bechoir is the firstborn male of a cow, sheep, or goat. The halacha is you have to give it to the kohen, and the kohen has to bring it as a korban. It's called a korban bechoir. Says the Torah, if you have such a bechor, you cannot be makdish it for any other korban, not for an oilo, not for a shlomim, whether it's from the ox family or a seh, which includes sheep and goat, because that is already a korban. It's a korban b'chor, and you can't make it into any other korban, not the bailim who it was born by, and not the kohen who it was given to. It says Rashi lo yakdish ish oisoi l'shem korban acher l'fi she'eino shaloi. And why do I say put it in brackets? Because as you could see, the topic over here, before and the upcoming we're going to see, is about Hekdesh Domim. Be Makdesh something for its value, that Hekdesh uses it for its money. This is a halacha in Hilchos Korbonos. Similar to the fourth topic we had, in Psukim Tes and Yud, the topic of Tmura. L'chayra, that has more shaykhas to that. Why the Torah put it over here in the middle of the topic of Hekdesh, I don't know. On to the sixth subcategory of Hekdesh in Pasuk Chof Zayin, if somebody is Makdesh, a behema tmeya, a horse or a donkey. V'im ba behema hatmeya ufado v'erkecho v'yosav chamishi soyolov v'im lo yigo'el v'nim kar v'erkecho. And if somebody is Makdesh, a behema tmeya, as I said, a horse or a donkey or any other animal for that matter, and the bailim, the one who is Makdesh, it wants to redeem it off Hekdesh, ufodo be'erkecho, the coin has to evaluate its objective value. And if the bailim is buying it off Hekdesh, he has to add a fifth. And if he doesn't buy it back, then the gizbar will sell it to somebody else for its value without the additional fifth. Says Rashi, vim ba'behimat me'o. Eina mikro azem musov ala b'choyo. Don't connect posuk chov zayin to posuk chovav. We put posuk chovav in brackets already. She'ein loimar b'b'choy behemot tmeya ufodo be'erkecho. Because you can't say by a b'chor behemot tmeya that you redeem it with its value. There is no concept of a b'chor behemot tmeya. What are you going to tell me there is? A pidyon petach hamor? A hamor, firstborn donkey, that's a behemot tmeya. There is a b'chor over there. Says Rashi, no. The chamoir ain't there. We're not talking about a firstborn of a chamoir. Shari ain't pidyon petach hamor elotle. What do you do with a petach hamoil? You redeem it onto a sheep, and you give that sheep to the kohen. It's not podo berkecho. You don't redeem it for its value, nor do you give it to Hekdesh. You give it as a gift to the kohen. So clearly, we're not talking about a bechor v'chamor over here. Rather, elakosu musav ala Hekdesh. This pasuk is talking about what this whole general category is talking about. Hekdesh. שהכוזו של מעלו דיבר בפדיון באימת הוירו שאומר מו. The pasuk above in pasuk yud aleph, the first subcategory of this topic, when it says v'im kol behema tmeya, that's talking about a behema with a balmum, a behema with a mum, and v'kan this behema tmeya dibel b'makdish behema tmeya lebedek habayis. Ufodo be'erkecho k'fim mashi erichan ha'koin, the koin has to evaluate it. V'im lo yigoel al dei ba'ilim, b'nimkar be'erkecho with its value la'achirim, without a hekdesh. On to the seventh and last subcategory of this topic of hekdesh, posukov ches. Ach kol cheirem asher yacharim ish ladoinoi mikol asher loy miodom uvehimo umisidei achuzasoi lo imocher velo igoel kol cheirem kodesh kodoshim hu ladoinoi. A little like domo to the concept called cheirem. The first thing you got to get out of your head, cheirem over here does not mean what you think. The average person thinks that cheirem means an excommunication. Person did certain averos, bezdin will be put him in cheirem, excommunication. That's not what it means and has nothing to do with the topic. Cheirem over here is a form of hekdesh. Before we get to the posuk itself, we have to realize that there are two types of charomim. There is cheirem kohanim and cheirem hekdesh. If a person was explicit and he says this field or this eved or this behema is cheirem hekdesh, that's just a fancy way of saying this thing is hekdesh. And all the halachas that we learned above will apply. Namely, if someone else redeems it, he pays its value. If it is de'achuza, it has a flat rate. If the bailam redeem it, you have to add a fifth, etc. All the halachas that you know already. If somebody says cheirem kohanim, then this item has to be given to the kohen. You cannot redeem it, not you and not anybody else. It's got to go straight to the kohen. Once it gets to the kohen, then it's regular chulin. The kohen could do whatever he wants with it. It's his private property. The question is, if somebody just said, this item of mine is cheirem, without specifying cheirem kohanim or cheirem hekdesh. Here we have a machlokes in Chazal, what stam charomim is. When you didn't specify, will it be hekdesh or will it be kohanim? Likula alma, according to both opinions, the first half of the pasuk, namely until the words and including lo yimocher v'lo yigoel, that part of the pasuk is for sure talking about cheirem kohanim. According to one opinion, he would have to say it explicitly, cheirem kohanim, and according to the other opinion, if he just said cheirem stam, that would automatically mean cheirem kohanim. The second half of the posuk, the last words called cheirem kodesh kodoshim mul Hashem, that will depend on this machloikis, as we'll see in Rashi. What does the posuk say? Ach kol cheirem esher yacharim ish Hashem. If a person makes a cheirem to Hashem, we're talking about cheirem kohanim. So either stam charomim will mean cheirem kohanim, or you said explicitly. And you could do it on anything. Me odom, which is an eved knani or a shivcho knanis, ubehema, any animal, kosher or not, umisdeach uzosoi, then loimoche v'loigoyel. Cheirem kohanim is different than hekdesh. You don't sell it to anybody, nor could the original person that made the hekdesh buy it back. There's only one thing to do with it. Give it to the kohen. Once it got to the kohen, he could do whatever he wants with it. That's all by cheirem kohanim. But by cheirem hekdesh, kol cheirem kodesh kodosh mul Hashem, it has a regular din of a hekdesh. That's one way how to read the pasuk. The other way, we'll see in Rashi. Says Rashi, ach kol cheirem. Nechleku rabbi yisayinu badovo, yesh oimrim stam mecharomim lehekdesh. Ve'uma ani mekayim kol cheirem b'Yisroel l'cho yihyeh. A pasuk in Parshas Koirach, that's talking about b'cheirem l'kohanim, shepiresh ve'omar, hari z'cheirem l'kohen. But this machloik is what stam charomim is, has no relevance to the beginning of our posuk. Because our posuk is for sure talking about cheirem kohanim, whether you said it explicitly or whether stam charomim. Lo yimocher v'lo yigoel, elo yinosan l'koyen. Lidivrei oimer stam charomim l'kohanim, mefarash mikro ze b'stam charomim. You said cheirem, it goes to the kohanim. That you said b'chem kohanim explicitly. Shakoil moedim, there's no machlokes about this. Shechem kohanim ein lo impidyon ad sheyavoyu liyad koyen. V'chem gavoya nifdim. On that issue, there's no machlokes. Chem kohanim You can't be poided. Not you and not anybody else. It goes straight to the kohen. And hegdish, you can be poided. Machloikas is, if you didn't explicit, you didn't explicitly what type of chayrem, then what type of chayrem will it be? Kol chayrem kodesh kodoshim hu. Ho'oi mel stamach ha'oromim bedek habayis. Mevi rayo mikan. This is his rayo. That's how he learned the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk is talking about that you said explicitly, chayrem kohanim. But if you didn't say explicitly, then kol chayrem kodesh kodoshim mul Hashem. That's how he reads the pasuk. Ve'ho'oimel stamach ha'oromim lekohanim. How did he read the end of the pasuk? He learned that the end of the pasuk is also talking about chayrem kohanim. How does it fit in? Mefarash kol chayrem kodesh kodoshim hu lelamed shechayrem kohanim cholim al kodshei kodoshim ve'al kodshim kalim v'noisen lakoyen. This coming to teach us an extra chiddush. If somebody had a korban oilo or a korban shlomim, and he says this korban oilo or korban shlomim will be chayrem lekohanim, what happens then? One would say you don't have to give it to the kohen; it already belongs to Hashem. It's a korban. He does have to give something to the kohen. How? What does he give? He can't give the animal to the kohen. It's kodshim. It's a korban. What does he give? K'mushas shanina masechta elchim. Im neder noisen tmeyan. V'im nedova noisen es toivos. Which means as follows. A neder is a person says, I will bring a korban oila, and then he's mafresh this korban as a korban oila. And nedova, he says, this is a korban oila, or shlomit. So if we're talking about a neder that you're chayav b'achroyuson, namely if something happens to it, you have to bring another korban, that's called that you own something in this animal. So this animal, you can't give it to the kohen, it's a korban, but you got to give the animal's value. Noisen demand. Mashenkein a nedova, this animal will be a korban. I'm not chayav b'achroyuson. If something happens to it, no skin off my back. So that's called I don't really own anything in this item. So I don't have to give the coin its value, but what do I have to give? I have to give noisen es toivoso. Toivoso means I do have a benefit from it. Lamaisa, I'm gonna end up bringing a korban. That's a benefit. How much would somebody pay that to bring a free korban? That's called toivoso, toivasano. Me odom kegoin sheachrim avodo v'shiv choisav knanim. You can't be machrim a Jewish person, but you can be machrim on Eved or a Shivcho Knanis. Adkan, the 7 subcategories of the 5th topic of Parashat Bechukosai of Hekdesh. If somebody was makdish a behemo, a balmum. If somebody was makdish besoi. If somebody was makdish a steachuzo. If somebody was makdish a sde mikno. And the one in brackets, you cannot be makdish a bechoil for any other korban. The 6th subcategory, somebody was makdish a behemah tmeya, and the 7th and final category, charomim. You may have peeked onto the next posuk, and you'll see the word kol chayrem, and you're wondering, why am I stopping over here in the middle of the topic of charomim? I'll have you know, although it's the same word, but it's a completely different sugya, which we're going to save for the next recording.